there, listeners. Ray, are we ready?
Hi, and welcome to the CPH Postcast. I am Ray Weaver.
Yeah, so my name is Tia. Very happy that I can be here with you, Ray. What is the CPH Postcast?
Well, for those of you who might not know, the Copenhagen Post is the only routinely printed English newspaper in Denmark. And a while ago, we decided to create a post talk show about everything that hasn't or has made the Danish news.
And more.
We're going to, you know, we're going to do sometimes, but not very often, serious take on the Danish news. But mostly we're going to have a little bit of a hopefully humorous look at it.
Hopefully. Yeah. And we'd like to hear your take on it as well.
Sure. This is the whole thing about this is that we hope it becomes very interactive.
And now for all the news you haven't heard.
Well, you may have been able to read it in the actual paper copy of the Copenhagen Post, unless you decided to use that to train your puppy, which some people do, I know. Anyway, what do The Last Samurai, Eyes Wide Shut, and The Widest Grin in Hollywood have in common to you?
I think I know.
Okay.
Is it Tom Cruise?
Well, yeah, it is Tom Cruise. But this year, the answer is also Denmark, due to 3 one-year-long celebrations that are taking place. First of all, samurais. It's 150 years since Japan and Denmark started diplomatic relations, and the two countries are celebrating this bromance with dozens of like special exhibitions all over the country. Did you know that Japanese art heavily influenced the design that Denmark is so famous for today? The movement was called Japanomania. Did you know that?
Actually, I did know that, Ray.
I did not know that. But when I saw this, I thought about it. I thought, yeah, you know, all those paper lanterns and this lamp that's directly in front of us. If it was like it had all kinds of Asian colors and everything, it would be very Japanese looking.
Very cherry blossom.
And yep. Very cherry blossom. It sounds like the flavor of a soda today. Anyway, there's an exhibition that's opened at the National Gallery of Denmark, and this year in 2017, there'll be plenty more with arts, concerts, animation, film, theater, architecture, craftsmanship, design, all on the menu, but fortunately, no karaoke. Is that how you say that? How do you say karaoke? You know, when you go out and drink.
Karaoke?
Yeah.
Karaoke.
Is that what you do when you go out and drink and go to Sam's Bar and embarrass yourself in front of all your friends?
I never do that.
I know that. I was talking about myself. Anyway, also there's a Japanese kite festival in Fano in June. No kamikaze kites allowed.
Well, what else do we have? How about some film?
Okay, film's good. Film's always good.
Next up, eyes wide open and look at the silver screen at the work of one of the country's favorite film directors, Carl Theodor Dreyer? No? Lars von Trier? Not either. Danish movie fanatics this year are shining a light on one of America's finest. So, show some strange love for Stanley Kubrick, because starting in March this year, there's going to be a Stanley Odyssey 2017, and it will include screenings, lectures, concerts, seminars, visits from distinguished associates, and a massive exhibition at co-organizer Gamestrand in September. At a time when more people are feeling persecuted than ever before, all together now,
I'm Spartacus. That's right. And last but not least, we mentioned a big grin, and you're guaranteed one in a place called the City of Smiles, Aarhus. In 2017, the European capital of culture. And the action's already kicked off with light shows, fireworks, and, well, it was actually pretty dark. Anyhow, under the banner, Let's Rethink, Aarhus 2017 is going to nurture a cultural laboratory where alternative solutions can shoot and grow.
Solutions can shoot and grow, eh? Well, we can't wait for the medicinal cannabis trials either.
Experts believe that the brandy could really put Denmark's second biggest city on the map, providing it's in tune with the people. So let's hope that this year they're smiling with their mouths as well as their eyes.
So, 5 words.
Copenhagen. What?
Hygge.
Copenhagen. How did I get here?
The Queen.
Nice. Fantastic. Copenhagen. Dreaming.
Culture. And people.
Wondering what you just heard? Well, since this is the Copenhagen Postcast, I've asked a couple of Danes what they think of, in five words or so, when I say the word Copenhagen. What do you think, Ray? What about hygge? What about that word?
Growing popularity of all things Danish all around the world.
Yes.
You know,
very true.
It really is amazing. We were just, I was just in the States over the Christmas holidays and into the first part of January, and read an article there and then saw a reprint of it yesterday that over six or seven books have been written about the Danish concept of hygge over the last year. They expect more to come in 2017. It's become an amazing, you know, boon for publishers and people. The whole idea, the whole concept of life in Denmark is just really big. It's just big. And so people are interested in, and you know, Danish noir, the crime fiction and stuff, has been a big deal for a long time. So
The happy Danes that then still have this darkness, this gloominess sort of surrounding them. Well, at the same time, you know, having no word for please, but having another word that means something to the effect of cozy, but more and less, but more.
I can't figure that one out. I never can. There's no direct translation to it, but it basically, it's just, you know, it's the culture. You know, I read and write a lot of those articles, you know, the happiest people in the world. Well, you know, it's like, yeah, I mean, a lot of them are heavily medicated and drinking a lot of beer. So I mean,
that makes me happy.
But there's an idea that when my Danish friends explain that to me, it's kind of like, well, yeah, it's just that we enjoy what we have at the moment without judging it against anything before, anything after. It's just that moment. It's what matters. And we're with friends, and you know, that whole concept. We could be either, you know, at a football game, or we could be sitting around, you know, with our warm socks on in front of a fireplace. It's all, you know, it's all making that moment count. So that's pretty Zen, you know. That's pretty, you know, Buddhist, and it's like, you know, you're here now, let's do that. So that's pretty cool. But
especially,
you know,
in contrast with, you know, whatever it is that is more prevalent in, you know, in America, where, you know, it's all about competition, it's all about winning, it's all about thrusting forward and making it happen. Whereas here, or only in contrast, I'm not saying it's true in every situation or with every person, but like you just explained, it's general relaxation, friendliness. So I had an idea of doing a surprise segment. What is the surprise segment?
Please explain.
I will explain. In each episode, we bring our other host something interesting. It can be a video, it can be an article, it can be yet another piece of news that one has heard somewhere. Introduce the topic. I'm not saying that everything that we've discussed so far has been heavily scripted, but this will be a completely out of the blue segment. So the reactions have to be genuine.
Okay.
Yes?
Okay.
Since this is my idea, I thought I would start the segment, but I'm expecting something, well, nothing short of mind-blowing.
From me next week?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not sure if I can just play the episode. So, before I start playing the clip, the clip is entitled "The Sound of Danish Language Can Heal You." Do you have any ideas what that could be?
Not a clue.
Not a clue.
Not a clue.
Okay. Well, it's posted up by a woman who is calling herself Amazing Macy.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if I can show you how she looks as well. I think you should see her. She's like a delightful redhead. And she's talking about the esoteric effects of languages.
Okay.
Okay, particularly the apparent healing properties of Danish.
Okay.
It's a very short video, but you need to see her because she's absolutely fantastic.
Well, she does look very attractive. Very attractive red-headed woman.
All right.
Previously, I had all these fears and all these phobias, and I can't stop. You know, I don't even want to tell you how many phobias I had. I was scared of everything, really everything. So I studied the Danish language and I now know it fluently. Really fluently, and I'm so happy because yesterday this guy was coming up to me and he was from Denmark and he said, I can't even hear that you're from America. Wow. Exciting, huh? So I just know that this is my task in life, to give this on to you guys, and so I'll help you eliminate your fears. And I will do so by singing to you in Danish, and with a special, you know, me and my team, we found out there's a special frequency that you can, if you sing into that frequency, you will be able to release that certain fear. So another fear of elephants might not be the same as fear of flying. Opening position, you open your eyes, you open your nostrils, you open your mouth, you open your heart, and you open your arms and your palms like this. And you are ready to receive. Store pouring Albert up, kick a pot of snare, nowhere only come heal her up. Sand school your healing hair, school a hairer, the fan school your really hair. No hot you know the top more, no what is the skitter called, no hot you know the top more, no Suzuka better called, but it did mean that a side is skill up.
I love this woman. I am.
Okay, so once again, what was her name, so our listeners can look.
So her name is Macy.
Macy.
Amazing,
okay.
Macy.
Amazing Macy. Well, you know, it is amazing, but perhaps not in the way that she thinks it's amazing. My first
240,000 views. Just saying.
This has got to be a joke. This can't be real, and I have no idea whether it's real or not. But that being said, there's nothing soothing about the Danish language. It doesn't. It's
no,
not soothing.
No, you don't think so? Right?
You feel like you were relaxing when she was singing?
The thing is, let's dissect this. So at first, one is not sure whether this is a joke or not.
Yeah.
Then when one realizes that this is actually, no, she's taking this absolutely seriously.
Okay.
This woman is spent on the Danish language or singing in Danish. It made me happy. I mean, I think this is absolutely hilarious.
Okay.
I love that she's doing this. I mean, it's. I'd rather watch 100 more videos of her singing than any makeup tutorial.
And always remember that anything that T and I are talking about here, you can find out more in depth. You can find the stories, linked to them at cphpost.dk. And there is a hard copy of the newspaper that comes out every 2 weeks or so. And that's always fun to have around, as I said, suitable for puppy training or actually reading.
Actual reading.
You could actually do that. Yeah, and all the stories we talk about here, they're expanded on. A little bit more information. You can find a list of dates for example, the things we talked about with the Japanese displays and stuff. So always make sure cphpost.dk. Now,
we have an announcement.
Yes.
We, of course, have an email address as well. Because, dear listeners, we want to hear your voice. We want to hear your questions, your suggestions. We want to hear who we should talk to, what we should talk about. Because we're doing this for you.
Exactly. What are you interested in? Because we have our own interests. But if you have somebody special, something special, concerns that you want us to address, we would love to get those people and get those folks to do interviews and have people that you're interested in hearing from. And we can take it. I mean, if
Absolutely.
You've got criticisms, well, Tia can take it. I'm a little soft-hearted. But you know, if you have anything you want to say, any ideas,
just shoot us an email to podcast@cphpost.dk. That's podcast@cphpost.dk. We can't wait to hear from you.
Exactly. That was podcast@cphpost.dk.
Next time, we're going to have an exclusive interview with filmmaker Niels Wamberg, who is also the director of the Art Society 18 November. So you can look forward to that.
And we appreciate you listening. We hope that you'll tune in again.
See you next time, Postcast listeners.